What's new or different about the event this year?
Well, we're trying something new. Last year, the participation in it was lower than previous years. So we tried early registration, and we asked Trading Union if people registered between November 1st and November 15th, if they would be willing to give them a discount on their shopping for Brew and Stew for 10%. So we tried that. We got about 8 entries, one for beer, and then the rest were for the stew part of it. And I think that it was successful. So I just hope people aren't intimidated, and that doesn't stop them from bringing in their entries on the day of.
People still can bring in stuff who haven't pre-registered.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes. We just wanted to give a little incentive for those who pre-registered.
We're thinking ahead, yes.
Right.
Okay. The usual categories, chili and stew and all that good stuff?
Yes, we have spicy, we have vegetable, we have chowder, we have fish and game, we have con carne. So, those are the categories. And then, of course, we have home brew and home wine.
Okay.
For those.
Great. And the judging is the same this year as well?
It is the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, I think you're trying to get participation up, encouraging families and kids and all to come out to the event this year?
Yes. Keto's Cave will be having a bar, a cash bar in the Sons of Norway right after the tree lighting ceremony. And we just encourage the families to come in. So at the door, if they want to drink, then they'll just be carded. A yellow wristband will be placed on their wrist, and their families are welcome to move about and to go around and taste everything that there is to taste and just enjoy the time as a family event. You know, hopefully people just come from the Christmas tree ceremony right on in.
It's a shorter walk this year, too.
It sure is.
All right. What time? And it's at the Suns?
It's at the Suns in Norway. Okay. Entries can be dropped off prior to the lighting or right after the lighting. I think that we're going to be pretty flexible upon that.
Okay.
We just encourage all those who think that they just, you know, if you want to cook, just cook. Just something.
Okay.
It would be great. Just get it out there.
Great.
There is, we do ask, you know, Ragnarok Rollers are putting it on, so we do ask for a cash donation of $10 upon entry, and then you'll get the little sample cups, and you can go and sample them, and coffee beans to pick your best choice of what you got, and we'll get the prizes out there, and yeah.
Cool. Is Ragnarok fundraising for travel again this year?
It is. We're unsure right now where we're going and what we're doing. Okay. Things are kind of up in the air at this point. We did do one bout in October in Sitka. So as soon as we get that finalized, we've been working with the school, too, to finalize our home bouts for this year.